NPR News in Washington, I'm Jack Spear. A proposal to reverse a cut to military pensions in last December's budget agreement easily cleared its first procedural hurdle in the Senate. But as NPR's Elsa Chang reports, many Senate Republicans want to see cuts elsewhere in the budget before they'll vote to support the final bill.
At issue is a 1% reduction in cost of living adjustments for military retirees under age 62. The current Senate proposal reverses that cut, but it doesn't offer any way to make up for the lost savings, which amount to $6 billion over 10 years. Republican Roger Wicker of Mississippi let the bill proceed, but he says he'll withhold support during the final vote if savings aren't found elsewhere.
Why do we need to stay with these $6 billion in budget savings? Because we have an obligation to do something about the debt.
Meanwhile, House Republicans are looking to reverse the military pension cut in exchange for increasing the debt ceiling. Elsa Chang, NPR News, the Capitol.
Federal judges in California have given that state another 2 years to comply with a court order to reduce its prison population. As NPR's Richard Gonzalez explains, the judges are also appointing a compliance officer to monitor the state's progress.
The court-appointed compliance officer will have the power to release prisoners early if the state is not meeting a timetable for reducing its inmate population. California currently has more than 117,000 prisoners housed in facilities designed to fit only 81,000 inmates. The order is the latest in a long-running legal battle over prison conditions. The order also delays an April deadline that would have required the state to reduce its population by more than 5,000 prisoners. The judges say California is expected to develop other reforms, including a change in sentencing laws to bring down the inmate population. Richard Gonzalez, NPR News, San Francisco.
Looks like officials in Georgia are taking steps to make sure that what happened in parts of that state during a winter storm last month doesn't happen when a winter weather system moves through this week. Georgia Governor Nathan Deal going ahead and issuing a state of emergency for North Georgia counties, even though the storm isn't likely to be at its height until midweek.
We are facing two different waves of bad weather. The first one will come in this evening, and it will be followed by a second wave that at this time appears to be more serious than the first.
Warning issued well ahead of a forecast storm comes on the heels of the storm that coated Atlanta in ice 2 weeks ago, leading to clogged highways, drivers stuck overnight in their cars, and school buses trapped. AOL, after announcing a plan to change the way it allocates company 401k matches, has done an abrupt about-face. Company CEO Tim Armstrong in a message to employees saying, "We heard you on this topic." Armstrong was blasted after he told workers of a new plan to pay out the employer match at the end of the year in a lump sum. He cited rising health care costs, including what he called the births of two distressed babies. On Wall Street, small gains to start the week. The Dow was up 7 points. This is NPR. Another group of Syrian refugees has been safely evacuated from the besieged city of Homs. According to one official with the Syrian Red Crescent, upwards of 300 people were moved out of the city today from rebel-held neighborhoods. They've been under intense government bombardment. Latest evacuations bring to around 1,000 the number of people that have been brought out of the city since Friday when a truce began there. The fourth official day of the 2014 Winter Olympics have come to a close. As NPR's Sam Sanders reports, the medal count is currently in a three-way tie.
Canada, the Netherlands, and Norway. At the end of Sochi Day 4, each of these countries has 7 Olympic medals. The United States is right behind them with 5. Monday was a very good day for Canada. Canadian Alex Bilodeau placed first in men's moguls, a ski event. The win gives him back-to-back Olympic Winter Games gold medals. Canadian Charles Hamelin also won gold in the men's 1500 meters short track speed skating race. In biathlon, Frenchman Martin Fourcade took first in the 12.5-kilometer pursuit. Biathlon is a combination of skiing and shooting. The U.S. did win one medal Monday. Julia Mancuso took third in women's super-combined alpine skiing. On Tuesday, more medals will be handed out, among them freestyle skiing, speed skating, and luge. Sam Sanders, NPR News, Sochi.
When it comes to corporate executives giving back, last year's winner was Facebook CEO Mark Zuckerberg and his wife Priscilla. According to the Chronicle of Philanthropy, which follows corporate giving, the couple's donation of 18 million shares of Facebook stock, valued at more than $700 million, topped last year's list. Combined, the most 50 generous donors contributed $7.7 billion. I'm Jack Spear, NPR News.
Support for NPR.